Vous aviez un objectif et vous l'avez fait.
That's French President Emmanuel Macron. He's giving a congratulatory speech to the Paris Olympics Committee after the city was confirmed as host for the 2024 Games. He addresses the audience as all of you, in the plural.
Vous le savez tous et toutes.
Tous et toutes, he says. Tous is all you men, toutes is all you women. The way French works today, if you're speaking to both men and women, you'd say tous, the masculine, is the default. But Macron makes a point to say both masculine and feminine.
Ne définissons pas.
In another speech, he does the same thing, though using the words ce to refer to the men and celle to the women.
Et toutes celles et ceux qui en auront.
This is part of what's been called inclusive language. Macron's not the first to use it, but he's helped usher it into the public eye and ear.
This is new forms to speak about people, not to speak about objects.
Julie Abou is a linguist who works at the University of Aix-Marseille. Her specialty is gender and language. She says this neutral or inclusive way of speaking French allows you to avoid the rule that the masculine is the default.
So, for example, if you are teaching and you have like male students and female students, in French, you have to choose, in traditional French, say, you have to say les étudiants.
Étudiant, the word for student, is masculine. The feminine is étudiante. There's an added E. And the rule is if there are 10 students in a room and 9 are women.
You have to choose the masculine form to speak of all the room, of the class, of the students. And neutral language allows to say les étudiants et les étudiantes, so the male student and the female student, in one word.
Abou and other proponents of this neutral language say that speaking this way isn't just about grammar. It has an effect on how people see the world.
We know that female representation available changes everything about how little girls project themselves in different jobs or different way of life or representation of themselves.
Inclusive language deals a lot with positions and job titles. Farmer in French is masculine, agriculteur. Using inclusive language, you'd talk about agriculteur and agricultrice, male and female farmers, reminding listeners that there are female farmers. About a quarter of French farms are run by women.
We know today, nowadays, that with more job title in feminine form, we have more women working in these kind of functions.
There has been an increasing acceptance of adding an E to the word député, or MP, to make it feminine. After the 2017 parliamentary elections, 39% of French MPs are women, not half of the chamber, but it's the highest number of any parliament ever. Did adding that E bring about more female MPs? If more female CEOs called themselves directrice générale instead of directeur général, would there be more than 11% of women heading the country's 60 biggest companies? Maybe, says Abou.
You have this kind of spreading of the gender imaginary into what you are as a woman or as a man. So there is direct, it's not a direct effect, but there is at least an indirect effect.
Certain feminizations of job titles can sound strange, and Abou says that's also part of it. It makes people think about what they're saying.
There is this function of surprise. Oh, why are they feminine here? Why not only masculine? And I think this function of surprise is really important.
Ça fait réfléchir.
Olga Trostianski says gender-neutral language makes you think.
Je pense que ça peut permettre de réfléchir autrement.
It allows you to think differently. Trostianski is the president of the Laboratory for Equality, an organization that works as something of a think tank and policy advisor on gender equality. The group recently helped the Labor Ministry publish a guide to help small and medium companies tackle gender stereotypes. On page 46 of the guide, there's a section on communication, which suggests that companies adopt non-stereotype language.
On peut parler de technicienne, ingénieur.
Trostianski reads from the guide, which suggests using the feminine version of the words for technician, engineer, or manager when a woman is doing those jobs. She says gender-neutral language makes sense for companies' bottom lines. Instead of using les clients, the word for customers, which is masculine, the guide suggests using les clients and les clientes, the masculine and feminine version of the word.
Vous, en tant que cliente, vous avez compris.
You, as a female client, you understand that they are considering your needs. So even in terms of business for companies, this is obviously important.
C'est important, évidemment.
Trostianski serves as a member of France's Economic, Social and Environmental Council, which advises Parliament and the government on social and economic policies. She calls it the Third Assembly of France, after the National Assembly and the Senate. And it's the only body that's officially adopted gender-neutral language. It uses it for all its publications.
At first, it makes for a bit of work. The stenographers and all the people work on producing documents. They have to make efforts to write celles et ceux, both feminine and masculine form of they, and not just the masculine form. So it's an investment, but it has an effect. Everyone who works with accounts will understand the issue of equality between men and women is part of every subject. Beyond inclusive writing, this is what is symbolically and practically very important.
But not everyone's embracing this gender-neutral language, particularly when it's used in writing. Écriture inclusive, or inclusive writing, is a way of combining both the masculine and feminine forms of words into one on the page, using punctuation, a period or a bullet point or a dash. Going back to a previous example, the word student or étudiant would have a bullet point with an E added to the end of the word. The masculine étudiant and the feminine étudiante combine into one spelling. This can be jarring. It's not entirely clear how to pronounce these combined words, and the dots look strange. So strange that the Académie Française, the institution that serves as the authority of the French language, has weighed in. It issued a warning. Inclusive writing puts the French language in mortal danger, it said. Adding in these additional marks makes French even harder to learn than it already is. This is what some teachers have said about a primary school textbook published in September that uses gender-neutral language. They say they already have a hard time drilling into their students the notion of grammatical gender, the fact that in French all nouns have genders and their adjectives must match. But linguist Julie Abou dismisses this argument.
It's maybe more difficult for the adults, but not the children. When you are a child, you just arrive and everything is new.
She's not surprised by the pushback against inclusive writing and language.
I would say that French people are quite reactionary about language. And each time they feel language is changed, it's like a crisis. But actually, language changes all the time. So it's not really new, but it's not really new neither to have these kind of reactions.
France, she says, is uniquely attached to a fixed French language.
Since the French Revolution, language has really been tied to nationalism and national construction. There was a big effort to build the nation, to say, okay, at the school, every kid in the country have to speak French, because this language will be the cement of the nation. So that's why people resist so much change in language.
But the language has changed. Take the rule of masculine, which says that when there is a mix of masculine and feminine nouns, you can treat the entire group as masculine. The masculine is the default. This was introduced only in the 17th century by a man named Claude Favre de Vaugelas. In 1634, Vaugelas became one of the first members of the Académie Française. In 1647, he published a book called Remarks on the French Language, in which he wrote that the masculine should dominate the feminine because it was the more noble gender. Abou says before Vaugelas, French worked differently.
Before, there was something called the accord de proximité, proximal accordance, kind of agreements. So you actually make the agreement with the closest element in the sentence.
She gives the example of the phrase, my trousers and my shirt are beautiful. Today, you'd say, mon pantalon et ma chemise sont beaux. Beau is the masculine version of beautiful, and it's used here because even though the word shirt, chemise, is feminine, the fact that trousers is masculine means both are described as beau. Before Vaugelas, that adjective, beau, would have followed the gender of the noun closest to it in the sentence. In this case,
shirt, which is the feminine one, and you will use beautiful in the feminine form. Mon pantalon et ma chemise sont belles.
Ultimately, arguments against this neutral language, say Abou, are not about the language itself.
This is not linguistic resistance, but ideological resistance and social resistance. When you touch about language question, you are touching to really affective issues, especially in French, for historical reasons like the nationalist motives. But I think also for more identity reasons and identity motives, people doesn't want to see gender change, to see changes in gender system.
But they might be fighting an uphill battle. When you have a new social reality, says Abu, the language evolves to match it. While women remain underpaid and underrepresented in many fields in France, there's a progression. The language may have no choice but to follow. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.